neighbourhood, your newsroom, East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The family of slain Musgrave woman Taryn LaRue believes their daughter had been a victim of long-standing abuse. Her husband, Frederick LaRue, who's facing a charge of premeditated murder, was denied bail yesterday in the Pinetown Magistrates Court. The state advocate told the court that Taryn had taken out a restraining order against him 6 years ago and received a threatening voice note shortly before her murder. Taryn was shot at a popular pub in Westville in September. Her father, Vincent Barbarovich, was in court.
He didn't have love. It was control, narcissism to the worst, a bully. An ugly man. To do that to a beautiful girl is not a man, and he deserves the worst.
The Rose defense attorney says his client feels victimized by Taryn's family, who he claims are hyping the matter through the media and social platforms. Meanwhile, outside court, supporters joined the family to demand justice for Taryn and protest against gender-based violence. Taryn's niece, Lisa Beresford Mnyandu, was among them.
We stand against the gender-based violence that's happening all over South Africa. So, yeah, we stand strong against that. We just want justice for Taryn.
Justice for Taryn!
The case has been postponed until February. Durban's 1860 Heritage Centre says it's now using digital technology to preserve historical artefacts for future generations. The museum's director, Selvan Naidu, says the centre's begun a digitisation process. He says the move is aimed at safeguarding the museum's collections in a province that remains vulnerable to climate-related disasters. He says they include a host of documents on indenture.
And we've since been able to help people trace their roots back to India through those particular archival documents. But beyond that, with regard to the archives, we recently started documenting and digitizing collections, correspondence of struggle veterans, people like Judge Thamba Pele, Sunny Singh, George Supersat, and a whole host of others.
Naidu says it's also an important way of preserving history and heritage in the digital age.
We've had something like about 100,000 documents documented and digitized. So that will soon be available on a public portal, available free to researchers, so that we're able to constantly be able to tell many of these stories from the history of indenture through to the freedom struggle and cultural endeavors as part of the growing digitization process.
And defense and trade ties will take center stage as India rolls out the red carpet for Russia's Vladimir Putin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi welcomed Putin with a hug earlier before the two rode together in the same car to a private dinner. Analysts say Moscow's invasion of Ukraine and global trade disruptions triggered by tariffs imposed by President Donald Trump are set to top talks. New Delhi's facing pressure from Washington to stop buying Moscow's oil. The deal provided Russia with a much-needed export market after it was cut off from traditional buyers in Europe because of the war. A recap of our lead story. The family of slain Musgrave woman Taryn LaRue believes their daughter had been the victim of long-standing abuse. You've been with the East Coast Radio Newswatch team. I'm Natara Nadesan.
The crazy store's got deals galore and everything you need. From tinsel presents, wrapping and a star for your Christmas tree. We've got all sorts, games and sports, many toys to buy. Stationery, arts and crafts, come on and don't be shy. No need to panic shop, we're your one-stop Christmas spot. Your table will be dressed and you will not be stressed. When Christmas Eve is here, you'll want to sing and cheer. I got everything at the crazy store and I can't wait for next year.
Hey, you never know what you might find this Christmas.
East Coast Radio traffic.
In case you missed it, the N3 going to Pietermaritzburg at Cliffdale is now open to traffic following this morning's truck recovery and cleanup, which has now cleared. And then N3 to Durban with a stationary truck block in the left lane after the Market Road interchange, as well as a stationary vehicle on the N3 to Durban after the Paradise Valley exit, where the left lane is affected. For the East Coast Radio traffic team, I'm Mulhlehlatshwayo.
Get the latest news and traffic on KZN's number one hit music station. Listen to East Coast Radio on DSTV Channel 836. 30 minutes of non-stop music with Carol O'Fori.
KZN's number one hit music station. East Coast Radio.
I can't believe that it's Freaky Friday.
Jump, 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 jump.
Oh, you know I love to make it jump, jump, jump. Dum, 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 back it top, top.
Aibo! You know I love to make it. Welcome to your Friday, my friends. It's the daytime Queen Carol Ofori here on East Coast Radio. And yes, Santa Stash with Lotto Star is back. I'm sure you heard the winning this morning, and the winning's going to continue all the way till Danny Gazzelli's show, right? We have an opportunity for you to walk away with 250,000 Rand, all thanks to Lotto Star. And you know what? We spoke to Matty Gubbs, who did the most hilarious video of my first competition moment. And we invited him to come and hang out in studio. Let's find out more about Matty Gubbs. Who is Matty Gubbs? Go check out the video, ecr.co.za. Click on my show page, Carol Ofori. You'll see exactly why it's hilarious. Once again, welcome to show, everybody. Lady Gaga on the way. Some Jaheim and Omi. We call it 30 minutes of non-stop music this December.